68 degrees in Nashville. Should be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. More families of victims killed at the Accurate Energetic Systems explosion are taking legal action against the company. Attorneys representing two of the 16 people who were killed are demanding that the company pay $150 million. They set a deadline that if they did not hear back by yesterday, they would proceed with a lawsuit, which could result in a higher amount. The explosion occurred last October at the munitions manufacturing facility in Humphreys and Hickman counties. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms estimated between 24 to 28,000 pounds of high explosives were on the site. Just last week, the Tennessee Occupational Safety and Health Administration cited the company with nearly 100 penalties and violations and proposed more than $3 million in fines. AES told WSMV that it would not comment on pending litigation at this time. The company had earlier disagreed with Tosha's findings, but noted that it needed time to formally respond and meet with Tosha. This is the latest in lawsuits filed by family members. Shortly after the blast, a suit was filed on behalf of a 9-year-old child of one of the victims. When there's no easy access to a hospital in rural areas, the number of deaths from sepsis is higher, according to the National Institutes of Health. Sepsis is a condition where the body overreacts to an infection, causing inflammation, organ failure, and rapid death if untreated with antibiotics. But that's not standard protocol on ambulances in Tennessee, and it can be deadly in rural areas where getting to a hospital means a long ambulance ride. In Upper East Tennessee, Hawkins County EMS is partnering with a hospital operator to make antibiotic treatment available on ambulances for the first time. Dr. Lauren Pye is the emergency medical director.
We're identifying these patients sooner. They might pick them up and they were hypotensive. They've already gotten their fluids. They've gotten antibiotics. And by the time they come to the ER, maybe they're talking more and they're more alert. So, I mean, clinically, you can see improvement.
Dr. Pye says they hope to continue collecting data to back up those results. You can learn more in our Healthcare Hollow series, which includes a longer story on this topic later this hour. And the series is also available now on our website. The project is funded in part by the NIHCM Foundation. Former Tennessee Titans linebacker, coach, and sports broadcaster Dan McGinnis has died. McGinnis was beloved by the team and its staff as Coach Mac for more than a decade. Then in 2017, fans got to know him as the game day color analyst on Titans Radio. Through his career with several NFL teams, he coached 8 Hall of Famers. Friends and coworkers remember McGinnis as a positive and generous person. They say he had little furniture in his East Nashville home for the last few years. He'd given much of it to a family who lost their own in a tornado. McGinnis died yesterday after a lengthy hospitalization. He was 74 years old. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.